to really prove them in the first presentation is just beyond the scope of an hour and a half audio tape. So I'm going to speak pretty much just off the top of my head from my heart on these things, and will defend the premises I set forth later on. So we'll begin in Daniel chapter 10, and the first verse, Daniel 10:1, we're told that there was a thing that was revealed to Daniel that was true, and that the time appointed connected with this thing, whatever it is, was long, and that Daniel understood the thing, and he had understanding of the vision. Now, Daniel's given understanding here of the following three chapters in Daniel, and then there are things that happen that lead into the actual vision that is really taken up in earnest in chapter 11. And we see Daniel in verse 2 and 3 fasting for 21 days. And in verse 4, we see that he is receiving this vision by the Hiddekel, the Euphrates River. And he looks up in verse 5, and he beholds a certain man clothed in linen. And this is Daniel's confrontation with Jesus Christ. Sister White's clear that this figure that Daniel sees clothed in linen is Christ, and is very similar to what John the Revelator sees when he sees Christ in Revelation. And in verse 7, the men that were with Daniel when he sees this vision of Jesus Christ, there's a great quaking that falls upon them, and they flee and hide themselves. In verse 8, he's left alone when he sees this great vision, and there remaineth no strength in him. Now, one of the things that I would like to suggest to you that may be a different thought than you've considered with chapter 10, 11, and 12 before, is something that we try to emphasize in many of our studies, and that's that we're told in the spirit of prophecy that when we study prophecy, we're to consider the circumstances, and that every fact has its bearing. And when she's talking about considering the circumstances, she identifies that not only are we to look at the information contained in the dream or vision that's given to the prophet, but we're also to look at the circumstances surrounding the prophet when the dream or vision comes. In other words, the